With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Milton made landfall at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday as a Category 3 storm with winds of 120 miles an hour. Now the storm is a Category 2 with 105 mile an hour winds. Even though the storm came on shore south of Tampa Bay, the city is still feeling the effect. Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, has lost portions of its roof, and it was being used to house the National Guard. As of 9 p.m. Eastern, more than a million customers were without power. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says thousands of linemen are standing by and will get to work restoring power after the storm moves through. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz tells Salem Radio Network that Hurricane Milton also poses some national security threats.
You have right there in Tampa Bay, MacDill Air Force Base, which is the home of our Special Operations Command and its headquarters, and our Central Command and its headquarters, that right now is in the middle of dealing with what's going on in the Middle East. So you've got some national security impacts there as well.
Also at SRNnews.com, a disproportionate number of Capitol Hill's most collaborative lawmakers are leaving their seats this year, either for retirement or to pursue a different office. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The group awards bridge grades to lawmakers based on their collaboration, coalition building, consensus solutions, and commitments to bridging. Those with A or B grades are deemed bridgers, while those with C or F grades are dividers. Their latest analysis found out that of the 53 lawmakers who are departing, 70% of those legislators are bridgers, despite there being an even split between bridgers and dividers in Congress overall. The grades are also created in the context of each legislator's district or state. For example, a singular collaborative act in a heavily red or blue district holds more weight than a similar act in a more purple one. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Toyota quits woke capitalism.
The Japanese auto giant says it will no longer support gay pride parades and LGBT summer camps for kids. Toyota is just the latest major company to abandon the gay agenda and as a groundswell of protest from Christians, conservatives, and parents builds across the country. Big firms are also looking at what happened to Bud Light when it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. A boycott of that beer destroyed sales and cost three executives their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report on Eritrea by International Christian Concern calls it the North Korea of Africa for its persecution of believers. The ICC study finds that Baptist and Pentecostals experience the harshest treatment. They're subject to arrest, enforced indefinite and brutal military conscription or labor. There's no due process, and some are in prison for years. This is SRN News. Wall Street finished strong after big losses in Asia.
Stocks rose to more record highs on Wall Street, despite another big drop in China. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Wednesday to beat the all-time high it set last week. The Dow rallied 431 points, that's about 1%, to hit its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. Wall Street was relatively calm despite another hectic day for China's markets. Stocks fell in Shanghai to their worst loss since February 2020, following disappointment that China's government isn't offering more stimulus for the world's second-largest economy. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield in the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.07%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Justice Department may ask a judge to separate Google's search engine from other parts of the company. It could mean banning Google from entering into agreements that make its search engine the default on devices or requiring it to share data with its rivals. More details at srnnews.com.